Blog Talk Radio.
Allison, Frodo, Chris, Janet, Shirley, B-Money, Byron, Amanda, and Heather. Uncensored and original, Rant Rock is about to blow. AMC, AMC Press.
What up, people? This is AMC Press Live. We are live, uncensored, unfiltered, and having a good time tonight. I'm Toku, obviously, or one of your main people in charge, and I'm about ready to start just calling myself the head bastard in charge. I don't know.
Probably not. That does not impress me by any means.
That's fine. And you also hear Allison, our founder. And we've got Shirley, who's cracking up in a puddle over there. Miss Sleeping
yeah,
Beauty.
Yeah, dozing off in the corner.
But you're not allowed to. No dozing.
I know.
No, later.
Yeah.
And we've got Johnny who's creeping in, finally.
Mm-hmm.
And we're waiting for our little magician from Arizona to come in.
Mm-hmm. The little magician from Arizona is currently in Alabama and goes back to Arizona in a week.
She's not allowed to go back to Arizona. She needs to stay in Alabama. Or, even better, move to Iowa.
There you go.
Well, we're going to wait until the magician comes in because we got something to discuss relating to her. But we do have a little bit of an AMC news update, AMC press news update that we have just received through Twitter. Now, the confirmation on this is not 100% verified, but the source is good. So we have to assume that the news is good as well. Well, the news isn't good, but you know what I mean.
It's true, basically. It sounds like it's true.
Yes. Stephanie McMahon, who is the chief brand officer of WWE Entertainment, is reporting that Miss Mae Young, whom we reported last week, was off her respirator and all that, off of life support, and basically it would turn out to be a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
She's reporting that she's gone, that Mae Young has passed on. Now, while we do not have direct confirmation of this, because we don't have access to anything that would be direct confirmation. And we will keep you up to date if we do get direct confirmation. But when Stephanie McMahon says something like that, it's pretty much, we're going to have to take it for face value.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And the magician just joined in.
Yeah, I see that. And B-Money's in.
Yep.
Hey, Captain B, how's it going?
Good. Just trying to make sure this thing doesn't lag out.
Yeah, I hear you there. So, we're just repeating responsibly.
Say what?
From, you know who I'm talking about, Bill?
You cut out on my end, so that's why.
Bill?
Yeah?
Do you know who Mae Young is, right?
Not really.
She's like one of the early female wrestlers.
Oh,
yeah.
I got down for earlier, Janet.
Oh, what?
Mae Young is one of the early female wrestlers.
Like, we're talking 90 years old early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like 1913. Nope, 1923. My bad. 1913 would be 100
years. Are there topics to discuss as well, like Amy Jo Johnson?
Speaking of, don't you have a few choice words about that?
I feel like she should. Yes, I'm a loyal Power Rangers fan. Yes, as a kid, I am not. She was one of the prime role models of my childhood. But now being an adult and knowing what she stands for in a manner of speaking, this is just my opinion. There's a point in time where the fans should not have the wool pulled over their eyes. Yeah, she's going to conventions now after how long? And how she did her own thing. We only saw her once in an episode. Not in an episode. One of the Power Rangers movies. Okay, it's all well and good, but don't try to discount where you started, because one day it will bite you in the butt. And
that is the problem. That is the problem with most stars today. Not just the Power
mm-hmm.
Rangers fandom, but any fandom you could get into, Allison. A lot of these big name stars today, when they get famous or think they're famous, they forget that it was the little people like you and me and Toku and Captain
mm-hmm.
B, etc., that got them started in the first fucking place.
I know myself. If AMC Press takes off, okay, all well and good. I don't think any amount of money is going to change me. I feel
mm-hmm.
like, though, once the money comes into place, yes, there will be certain ground rules. Yes, I'll be weaning out certain friends I feel are bad for me. But otherwise...
Hey, now.
go suck on something. Don't push.
Oh yeah.
Don't push.
Hey, at least you know
I'm aware. But when it comes down to it, we all have people in our lives that have been good and bad for us. So if it comes down to having to wean out people that are bad, in a sense, maybe that will show the person that is famous. Okay, wait, not everything's all the best.
You know, I was thinking last night we did those read reviews on the Haribo candies. Well,
the
Michael
sugarless gummy
posted,
bears. Be specific.
Yeah, the sugarless gummy bears.
Speaking of, Janet, didn't you get those Rush shipped to you?
I only ordered the small bag, but yes. Let's just say I should have heeded the warning on the bag. I was miserable all day today.
Yeah, so... She decided to experiment, and she ended up with,
Let's just say I know how that guy felt to describe the feeling of what he was going through, like having hot magma coming out his butt.
Hello.
Okay, but we're going to read off one that Michael Felix did, and I remember this one. I was cracking up so hard. I had a hard time reading.
Is it the Veet one? Is it the Veet one?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, man. After being told my dangles look like an elderly Rastafarian, I decided to take the plunge and buy some of this, as my previous attempts had only been mildly successful, and I put my back out trying to reach the more difficult bit. Being a bit of a romantic, I thought I would do the deed on the missus's birthday as a bit of a treat. I ordered it well in advance, and working in the North Sea, I considered myself a bit more, a bit above some of the characters writing the previous reviews. I wrote them off as soft office type. Oh, my fellow sufferers, how wrong I was. I waited until the other half was tucked in the bed, and after giving some vague hints at a special surprise, I went down to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Initially, all went well, and I applied the gel and stood waiting for something to happen. I didn't have long to wait. At first, there was a gentle warmth, which in a matter of seconds was replaced by an intense burning and a feeling I can only describe as being given a barbed wire wedgie by two people intent on hitting the ceiling with my head. Religion had featured in my life until that night. Religion had featured
the ass was bad.
Religion hadn't featured much into my life until that night, but I suddenly became willing to convert to any religion to stop the violent burning around the turd tunnel and what seemed like the destruction of the meat to veg. Struggling to not bite through my bottom lip, I tried to wash the gel off in the sink and only succeeded in blocking the plug hole with a mat of hair. Through the haze of tears, I struggled out of the bathroom, across the hall, into the kitchen. By this time, walking was not really possible, and I crawled the final yard to the fridge in hopes of finding some cold relief. I yanked the freezer drawer out and found a tub of ice cream, tore the lid off, and positioned it under me. Relief was fantastic, but only temporary, as it melted fairly quickly, and the fiery stabbing soon returned. Due to the shape of the ice cream tub, I had managed to give my starfish aid treatment and groped around the drawer for something else, as I was sure my vision was going to fail fairly soon. I grabbed a bag what I later found out was frozen sprouts and tore it open, trying to be quiet as I did so. I took a handful of them and tried in vain to clench them between the cheeks of my arse. This was not doing the trick, as some of the gel had found itself up the chutney channel. And it felt like the space shuttle was running its engines behind me. This was probably and hopefully the only time in my life I was going to wish there was a gay smellman in the kitchen who would give you some idea of the depths I was willing to sink in order to ease the pain. The only solution my pain-crazed mind could come up with was to gently ease one of the sprouts where no veg had gone before. Unfortunately, alerted by the strange grunts coming from the kitchen, the other half chose that moment to come and investigate and was greeted by me, my arse in the air, strawberry ice cream dipping from my belt, and pushing a sprout up my arse, muttering, "Oh, that feels good." Understanding this was a shock to her, she loud screamed as I hadn't heard her come in, and caused an involuntary spasm of shock in myself, which resulted in the sprout being ejected at quite some speed in her direction. I understand having the sprout fart against your leg at 11 at night in the kitchen probably wasn't the special surprise she was expecting, and having to explain to kids the next day what the strange hollow in the ice cream was didn't improve my status. So, to sum it up, meat removes hair, dignity, and self-respect.
I forgot about, I had read that one before, and I completely forgot about that one. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael, for that.
There are some great, we got to find some more of these.
Just like a weird-ass
product of them. Whole show?
Pardon?
Just look up weird-ass products on Amazon. There's a lot of funny reviews.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Which was funny. You're the feet or the gummy bear ones from last night.
The gummy bears.
Yeah, the shirtless gummy bears.
Oh, frack. Hey, just goes to show you how a little people read directions before they do shit.
Right.
Oh, God, but can you imagine that? Pew! Right across the distance.
How would you like it?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Who would?
But that's one of the reasons I don't use Nair. Nair is the same as Veet, and it burns like crazy. It's a good old-fashioned way of getting the hairs off my legs.
Yeah.
I say read shit or be shit.
What?
Well, we've got a little bit of an update. Jim Ross is now agreeing with Stephanie McMahon in the fact that that she's dead.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of keeping an eye on my Twitter feed to see if I get any information. But yeah, based on what I'm seeing, it looks like she is gone.
It's confirmed. Like,
yep.
Just with her, and you always have to think that why would WWE report something that clearly, if it was false.
Yeah. So, I know that no one likes to hear this, but, you know, we have to report it.
I also have something to report.
Go ahead.
The NSA can track offline computers by using radio waves.
Oh, that's interesting.
Actually, I can trump you on that, too. I've been hearing rumors in the tech industry about malware that no matter what you do, until you disconnect your microphone and speakers to your computer, it will bounce between computers. You can disconnect the internet. You can disconnect everything. Until you can disconnect the speakers and mic, it will still bounce.
So they could hear pretty much any conversation?
No, this is a piece of malware that transmits through sound.
Oh.
Granted,
yeah,
it's an isolated laboratory, but still.
Mm-hmm. What the? Okay. This is an interesting. Okay. I'm going to post this into the chat and then into the group, and Frodo, you take control of this article here. Boy.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those.
You just had to do that, didn't you, Allison? So, let me ask you guys. Hey, Johnny.
What?
How would you like to see a 100-year-old stripper?
Isn't it a little,
I don't know what...
Yeah.
Nope.
Reggie's screams are you not?
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Oh, no. Never mind. It's Dorsten Denhard wants to hire a male stripper for her 100th birthday. Okay. It's a little bit better than I thought. But when you read it from there, when you read it from that post, it says, Doris Dinehart, stripper, 100th birthday.
It's one of those, like, what the fuck? The headline is one of those.
I mean, I can understand a lady of that age wanting to have a stripper there. I mean, it's probably been a while. No offense.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's probably been a while, so I can understand her reasoning. But, okay, a little tip for you guys at Huffington Post. Change the way your links are made because you confuse the shit out of me.
I got an article I'd like to read.
I just got another article that I think will make that involves. Let's just say, what would you do if you saw a photo of a guy that has no butt? No. It's one of those posts where he's taking a selfie of his ass. And it's
kind
of, yeah, I know, it's disturbing. It's perceivable caution.
It's disturbing.
I clearly, I don't know what to say to him.
Hey, Johnny.
What?
Why are you on the Huffington Post?
Well, I don't know.
What did you do to deserve to be on the Huffington Post?
What did I do? I don't know. Oh. Wow, that.
Look at the link and you'll understand what. What?
So, Johnny, why are you parading around on Huffington Post doing selfies of your backside?
Because I have some respect.
Why
are you? Nobody wants to see my backside. Anyways.
Okay, I've got an article I would like to read.
Okay.
Nobody
go
else has
it.
Anything. This is on the rawstory.com. 80% of congregation quits after Indiana church forces out gay choir director. A church in Indiana has seen about 80% of its members leave after a gay choral director was forced out over his sexual orientation. Adam Fraley told the Herald Bulletin that he worked for the United Methodist Church in Alexandria for 6 years and attended with his partner. When a new minister took over the church last year, Fraley said that he resigned because of pressure about his sexual orientation. And let me post the article in the chat room before I continue. That's the link to the story.
I'm going to read a post from the WWE now. I'm sorry that we're bringing this up again, but I want to read just an example. I want to read their official statement, if that's all right.
Oh, go ahead.
Because I think this is going to be worth listening to so that you guys understand exactly why we're a little bit saddened by Mae Young's death. Okay? The article is, WWE is greatly saddened by the news that WWE Hall of Famer Mae Young, beloved member of the WWE family and oldest living squared circle personality, has passed away at the age of 90. Johnny Mae Young was truly one of the great greatest female competitors to ever lace up a pair of boots. A proud competitor for three quarters of a century and valued part of WWE to her last day, Young truly blazed a path for future female grapplers beginning in the 1940s. From the moment she first stepped through the ropes, Young established herself as one of the most active and successful female superstars, including becoming the first U.S. women's champion, carrying out one of the most storied rivalries of the time with legendary Mildred Burke in 1954 and being among the first female competitors to tour post-war Japan. In addition to her contributions inside the ring, Young played a huge part in training superstars of tomorrow, including late great Hall of Famer the Fabulous Moolah, the longest reigning champion in sports entertainment history. In recent years, Young's career received the recognition it deserved. In 2005, she and several of her compatriots were featured in Lipstick and Dynamite, a documentary film about early pioneers of women's wrestling. In 2008, she joined co-star trainee and late friend Moolah and sensational Sherry Martel in the highest class of superstars, as she became only the third female to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame at that time. The entire WWE universe offers a standing ovation to a true queen of the canvas and bids Mae Young a heartfelt farewell. That's direct from WWE.
I have a feeling when they show WWE on whatever cable station they show it on, they're going to mention a tribute, I bet.
I think so, too.
Probably
I think tomorrow or Friday, whenever SmackDown is, they're going to do something about it.
They're probably going to edit that in.
Yeah, because most people don't realize SmackDown already occurred.
Yeah.
Right. It would be Raw, wouldn't it?
No.
It's live.
SmackDown's Friday.
Right.
Tuesday.
But it occurs on Tuesday, but it airs on Friday.
Right. You might want to check the buyer post because it involves Jock Ops and Uber, which one of them
Dropbox Uber? Huh.
And it's Uber.
I do want to say right now, though, that in a little bit, I'm going to probably start reading off some stuff because these are something that I want to get a good laugh on if you guys want. The 19 dumbest questions asked on Yahoo Answers and the response that gave the world hope. We'll do that in a minute, okay, after this Uber story.
Mm-hmm.
Dropbox and Ubers, more billions still.
I'll read mine now tomorrow night.
Oh, we can get to it still. Oh, wow. Okay. This article's way beyond long, and I'm not going to read it all. But basically, they were trying to figure out how, what's going on with Dropbox lately in the last couple weeks. There have been some big issues with Dropbox because of server upgrades that caused faults. And yes, that does happen. For those of you that are not technology-minded, an upgrade can sometimes break old components. Including that brain that that Spock tried to get last year.
There's already rumors out for iPhone 6.
Yeah. I think we should let Janet do her thing quick.
It's all right. Go ahead.
I need to review this article myself a little bit later, okay? I can't read it all on air because it's like 4 pages long.
Hit the highlights like I do in my articles. Get to them. Okay, this guy...
I can't. I have to look it through it before I hit the highlights. So, go ahead.
80% of congregation quits after any Indiana church forces out gay choir director. A church in Indiana has seen about 80% of its members leave after a gay choral director was forced out over his sexual orientation. Adam Fraley told the Herald Bulletin that he worked for the United Methodist Church in Alexandria for 6 years and attended with his partner. When a new minister took over the church last year, Fraley said that he resigned because of pressure about his sexual orientation. United Methodist Church law allows LGBT people to attend church services, but says self-avowed practicing homosexuals are not to be certified as candidates, ordained as ministers, or appointed to serve. Many members of the church who supported Fraley were at odds over what it meant to serve. Indiana Conference of the United Methodist Church Communication Director told the Herald Bulletin that LGBT people were only prohibited from being ordained as ministers and that all other posts could be decided by church leadership. Any other leadership position should be filled at the discretion of the congregation and the minister, Gangler explained. The disagreement over whether Fraley should have been allowed to keep his job has caused a divide between the church and members like David Steele. Steele said that he pushed the new interim minister, David Mantor, to rehire Fraley. But Mantor was uncomfortable with Fraley's sexual orientation, and instead Steele was asked to resign his position in church leadership. When Steele refused, the district superintendent personally held a meeting to relieve him of his duty. According to Steele and his wife Nancy, about 80% of the church's congregation has stopped attending because of the way Fraley was treated. They all have raised him, Nancy Steele pointed out. They are upset about the way he was treated. It's almost like he's hijacked the church, David Steele added. He is completely going against what the church body wants. I guess he's meaning the new minister.
AKA bigotry, racism, and sexism.
Yeah, homophobic. Sounds like the new minister's homophobic to me. And that's the end of the article.
Speaking of church, there's a guy on Twitter who everyone should at least respond to. He goes by the name of Rev Michael Crook. And he's been on Fox News, I think, once before. He makes fun of everything that's not related to Christian. And it's funny as hell almost because he's that pathetic.
Okay.
You there, B-Money?
Yeah.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Honestly, some stuff with that whole uber-Christian just irritates me, no offense.
No offense taken.
There are a few tolerant Christians, and I'm happy to know that they exist.
And I'm proud to say that our founder is one of them.
But
I know people who are uber Christian.
But
there are points where I feel like I could make them feel like a little less better. birthday because I follow how I feel is right.
Yeah. So I got a question. We got about a half hour, a little under a half hour left. So what do you guys think? Should we give everyone a laugh?
Yes.
Becky's a laugh today.
Okay.
Yes.
These are the 19 dumbest questions asked on Yahoo Answers. Shirley, wake up.
Shirley.
Wake up.
Okay. If you look at that spot, wow. Okay. Don't bother going to that link I just posted. It was about us.
Japanese sex toys? What the hell?
Yeah.
We caught Shirley's attention with Japanese sex toys.
Japanese? Oh, God. What the hell is going on over there?
That got your
attention,
girl.
That got your attention, please.
Okay. Here's a question from Yahoo Questions. When I drink alcohol, I always feel sad. I will feel happy and great all day, but when I start to drink, I feel sad. I don't show it and talk about it, but I feel it. I'm not depressed or anything, so is there a reason for this? Answer. You aren't drinking enough.
Yeah.
Another question. One of my friends told me midgets have night vision, but I wasn't sure if it was true. I know a little person from school, so I called him up and asked him. He didn't say anything. He just hung up, so I'm pretty confused. Can anyone help me? Additional details. Okay, never mind. The best answer was, yeah, they actually do. It's a genetic advantage to make up for their lack of height when hunting in the open field. It's lethal. How to turn a computer monitor into a mirror. Hi, does anyone know if it's possible to use a background that would essentially turn my computer monitor into a mirror? Scanning a mirror doesn't work.
If they really wanted to use it, there's some provider as a mirror.
The worst thing, the answer. This is funny on it, so many levels. I can't believe you attempted to scan a mirror.
Oh, that's funny.
I'd like to read number four. Read number four, Tofu.
I was just going to. Credit card and computer. I wanted to see if my computer would read my credit card, so I put it in the CD-ROM, and it got stuck. How do I get it out? I tried toothpicks, but they lost them in the process. Also, the drive is making noises. Best answer chosen by Asker. Why would you do a thing like that? A credit card is magnetically read, whereas a CD is optically read. Your drive is probably permanently damaged and it will not open and is making strange sounds. One thing you should try is sticking a paper clip inside the small hole in the front that will open the drive. If that doesn't open, you may need to purchase a new CD drive and install it or have someone install it.
I think that last option would be the best.
I honestly wouldn't trust that motherfucker to install his own CD drive.
No.
No offense.
You say, if whoever that person is, take it to someone to get it fixed. Or just
hey, I'm always available.
No, you're
And I've pulled apart CD-ROM drives before, so theoretically I could do it.
Or, I'm sure for
a, for a very
fee.
Big fee, because of the fact that I'd be risking getting shot.
I have one thing to say. If you could find that that person's ring, you should definitely promote yourself. I'm sure.
I'm actually going to read number 5. Is there a pill that will make me gay? I want to become gay. Is there a medicine or something for it? Yes, there is. It's called Gay-A-Lot. It makes you so fucking gay. It makes you gay times 10, gay times 12, even if you're lucky. So cross your fingers.
I like asking.
Can someone else read number 6?
Number 6 is not coming up on my computer, so who has number 6 up?
I don't know.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
I want a new letter in the alphabet. Is it possible to make a new letter and put in the alphabet? And mind you, here's how he's spelling alphabet. A-L-P-H-E-B-E-T.
Oh, I like the answer. I think you need to master the current alphabet first.
Oh, I guess.
Oh, somebody's laughing hard so hard their face hurts.
Number 7. Is it illegal to name a dog after a movie? Like, would I be able to name a white German Shepherd Bolt after the Disney movie Bolt? I want to know before I do something stupid and stuff. Nope. And the best answer, no one is going to penalize you for naming your dog Bolt. That's a silly question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever owned a dog before, but most people name their pets after movie dogs. And that came from Lady Gaga Ate My Heart.
Wait, are you laughing or crying? Julie, are you laughing or crying?
Laughing.
Oh, God. Read number 8. Can I read number 8? Okay. Open question. How do I ask a question on Yahoo Answers? And there's only one reply, and it came from X Black. You just did, Nostradamus.
you just
next
did
one is number 9.
Okay, who
I
wants to read that one?
Okay, I think my daughter is having sex. This came from Haley Reimer. I think my 13-year-old daughter is having sex. What should I do? And then, Rufio Frankios answered, oh my God, Mom, don't use your real first and last name on Yahoo Answers.
Oh God, number 10 is hilarious.
Oh God. Oh God, this is gonna be funny. Oh God. My bro has not gotten his first period yet from shoe member.
Oh God.
I'm 11 and I've had mine, but my brother is 17 and he hasn't gotten his yet. Takes longer because he's a boy? Best answer. Yeah, it just takes longer for boys.
By the way, the person that asked the question was Shoe Monster.
Next one is 11. Is there any possible way of making 2 plus 2 equal 5?
No. It just might work.
Hey, there, there is about as much chance of making 2 plus 2 equals 5 as there is of putting a square peg into a round hole.
Okay, here's one for you. Hey, Bill.
Hmm?
What would you do if this happened? My girlfriend is pregnant and we didn't have sex. How could this have happened?
How could this have happened?
I'm in debt on you. Fail.
She
cheated on you.
This one. Yeah, I love this one, number 13. Why doesn't the earth fold? That's the answer, because it can fly.
Oh, and the person actually said thanks.
Oh,
if someone says it's hot outside, would it be a fact or an opinion?
Oh,
if
okay.
you say it, if you say it, opinion. If Chuck Norris says it, it's a fucking fact.
Yeah.
Paused by evil.
How do you know if you're paused by evil?
How can you be paused by evil?
Inability to spell. It takes me back to last year, a couple of years ago, when someone was trying to put the word potassium in my fitness cell post and had potassium instead.
Oh, well, that's an honest mistake. I think.
No, we had a long
that
joke. Oh, that's a good one, number 16. Did I get bit by a spider? So I was sitting around and I felt a tingling pain on my toe. I looked, seeing a very small cut with two small holes, one redder than the other, also looks connected with the skin lines. I tried taking a picture, but it was too blurry. Was it a bite? Was it just a household spider?
Oh, God. The answer is funny.
Here's the answer.
It's funny.
Yeah, the answer is, try jumping from a roof to another roof. If you make it, you were bit by a spider. But if you don't, you're not there anymore. Oh, God.
Oh, I'll gross.
I'll
read number 18.
This question is for the boys. What do you do to show a girl you like them? John Barberity says, I pee on them to let them know they're mine. Allison, are you okay there?
I've been laughing the whole time.
Okay, may I read number 18 if nobody else wants to read it?
Go for it.
Take it.
How many calories are in a booger? And we're not talking Justin Booger either.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be zero, right? As long as it has energy, it has calories, doesn't it? Please don't give me that whole, if it's part of you, it has no calories, because I'm pretty sure that if I ate a human body, it would have calories. And that would be a part, be part of a person.
I'm a person.
Thanks.
A person.
It's got protein, and which can be broken down into energy. So, maybe 2 calories.
Oh, I want to read this one, number 19. Why are holes in cats fur always in the right places for their eyes? My cat has a couple of holes in its fur around his neck. Can it be from fighting? I'm going to take him closer to CVS to make sure eyes. And then another response to that was, it was a difficult choice, but the thought that under its fur, a cat may just be a bundle of eyes. Well.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I like that last line. Ouch, my brain, it hurts. I can hear my brain cells committing suicide. I must go do some math to save them before it's too late. That was funny. So, hey, we got the chuckles 2 nights in a row, people.
So I think we should continue on this episode of zaniness with a zany story about our absolute favorite little hike of a music artist.
Let's talk about
Justin Booger.
Mr. Booger. When are you going to learn? Quit acting like an immature brat.
I think Janet should go through this one.
We find it again.
Hurry up, Janet.
Okay, which one? First or second? There was two posted.
Think either.
Okay, cops raid Justin Bieber's house over egg attack. Okay, that's the one about Liza A.
Oh.
Okay, that is the one. Okay, Justin Bieber's BFF, Lil Zaw, has just been arrested for cocaine possession at the singer's home during the early morning raid stemming from the Bieber egg attack on his neighbor. A rep for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department confirmed that the arrest for felony drug possession and said the cocaine was in plain view during the raid. Officials say Bieber was not connected to the cocaine. Zaw's bail has been set at $20,000. He is still in custody.
They should put Justin Bieber in custody for murdering music.
Oh,
man.
Put him right next to Miley Cyrus.
If only that worked.
Hey, what do you think, Bill?
What?
Okay.
Should Justin Bieber be put in prison just for murdering music?
Well, he's going to be retiring, hopefully.
Put him in the same cell with Miley Cyrus and turn the other cheek when Miley Cyrus twerks in his face. May I finish reading the article?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Zaw is a rapper who once lived at Bieber's Calabasas home, and he's been tight with JB for years. 11 L.A. County Sheriff's Patrol cars descended on Bieber's house this morning to execute a search warrant in connection with Bieber's egg-throwing incident last week outside his neighbor's home, law enforcement sources tell TMZ. Sources tell us deputies are looking for any evidence that links Bieber to the egg assault. We're told this is a felony search warrant, meaning that Bieber is under a microscope for his crime that could land him in prison. A sheriff's official told us they were not looking for eggs in Justin's house, but another law enforcement source said cops were looking for anything that was relevant to the egg incident, including eggs and possibly video. Sheriff's deputies have looked at TMZ's video of the incident and believe Justin has surveillance video that might have captured the egging. We're told deputies dismantled Justin's security system and took it during the search. By the way, looking for other eggs may sound silly, but it isn't. There could be some sort of identifier that links what's in Justin's fridge to the broken eggs outside. Here's the thing. If, in the course of the search, cops find something illegal, like drugs, it's fair game. We're told there's a battering ram at the scene.
Oh, boy.
I am going to put this in the chat room, because if you go down on the link, there is a video, and the neighbor is cussing Bieber, supposedly Bieber, for what it's worth, for all that it's worth. If you could, if you scroll down after the article, there's a video that I, okay.
Bieber sucks.
Yeah, Bieber's is awful.
Bieber's a pain in the ass, and that's the end of the article. If you want to carry on, you may.
Okay. Yeah, well, I found something that'll make you laugh a little bit. Someone posted this. It's basically, it's like somebody put a picture of like the name of your new record label. Basically, you use your first name, your last name, your birthday date, and the birthday month. What mine came up with was Insane Stereo Mind Recordings, which means I need to find some telepathic people there.
I did that just kind of for fun, and I remember mine had something to do with alien eyes.
I'm wicked, simple, dub.
The Wicked Simple Club.
No, it's Dub Entertainment.
Yeah.
Dub energy. It's funny, because you can come up with some really weird shit with that.
Yeah,
but hey, Bill.
I've had...
I just got a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Is there anything new going on Star Trek Online that we haven't talked about lately?
Dan Stahl is taking a break from being executive producer, and Stephen D'Angelo is on the throne again.
Again?
Yep. Well, the thing is, he took a break last time. He temporarily worked for Zynga, and Zynga is a shit company, so he left Zynga and came back to Kripke and got his job back.
Oh, boy.
So now Dan Stahl is doing some top-secret work for Cryptic, which I have no idea what it is, but I hope it has something to do with Stowe. And Stephen D'Angelo is executive producer again.
Which means we're going back to closed-off devs.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's some of those responses to that, to those record labels. What, let's see. Twits and Fallen House Records. Wicked Ice Club Recordings. This one made me crack up. Warped Alien Experience Records. Does that mean I have to get probed first? And let's see. Wicked Shadow Beat Records. This is my favorite one. Young Smoke Euphoria Records. Sounds like a marijuana ad.
Well, that it does.
Yeah. Then there's Epic Psycho Sound Records. And finally, someone had Wicked Ghost Eye Records.
Oh, those are good names for record companies.
Yeah. Ugly Ghost Jam Music.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
What is it?
Okay, Kanye West is getting, according to sources, has assaulted an 18-year-old who screamed to Kim Kardashian. The words I'm about to say are not intended to be a racial slur, so. I hope everyone understands that I'm just reading this verbatim from the site.
Okay.
Kanye West allegedly assaults an 18-year-old who screamed to Kim Kardashian, "Nigger lover."
Ah.
I'm sorry, I cannot say those words without feeling bad. But, yeah. I don't know the whole story behind this, but I'm seeing this. And makes me wonder. Makes me wonder if it's really worth it to go to jail for that.
Well, Kanye was, mm-hmm. is a very, very important Illuminati tool. And he can virtually do anything he fucking wants. Also, the guy who said that is kind of right. I mean, especially after what happened to Khloe Kardashian. If you guys, a couple mm-hmm. of months ago, Lamar Odom, such a lame-ass name, did a rap shirtless with some other guy saying, "Yeah, I fucked her. Yeah, I hated it. Yeah, she's a bitch," and some random stupid shit like that. Huh.
All right, well, guys, we got 60 seconds left, so I'm going to finish off tonight's episode with follow us everywhere we are. You know how it is. If you don't know our link repository by now, go to amcpress.net to get the link. And, Bill, would you like to take us away and hand the show over to Mr. James?
This is Captain B-Money, signing out, warping out.
So, James, let's take it home.
Allison, this is a Proto, show. Chris, Janet, Shirley, B-Money, Byron, Amanda, and Heather.
Uncensored and original, Red Rock is about to blow. AMC, AMC Press.
Love you, Jake. You're